And good morning. It is time for another episode of Experience Marshalltown with Val Ruff, our Convention and Visitors Bureau Director. Welcome.
Hi, Thank Val. You. Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
I am doing awesome.
Good. Congratulations.
Thank
is in
you.
Order.
Thank you. Yes, I became a grandpa just recently. So, little girl.
Oh, you just wait.
Yeah, I know. She's already got me wrapped around her finger. She doesn't even know it yet.
I know, and you haven't even met her yet.
I haven't even met her yet. No, that's the crazy part.
Well, it's exciting.
Yes.
So this morning on Experience Marshalltown, we have Larry Fonts with us this morning, and we are going to talk about the Marshalltown Men's Chorus. And they have a spring concert coming up, but we want to get a little history from Larry on the Men's Chorus, and he's got quite a few pieces of material here that I think he is anxious to share with you. So let's talk about the Marshalltown Men's Chorus, and thank you for coming in this morning, Larry.
Well, thanks for having me, Val. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about the chorus. The chorus was formed back in 1954. As I understand, and you know, it's just from word of mouth passing down, I don't have any written record of this, but I understand some gentlemen in the church choir decided they wanted to do more than just sing church music. So they got together and bought some music and got someone to direct them and just started working on those songs. And then after a year or so, they decided, well, you know, we've worked on all this music, we need to sing it for somebody. And I think they were thinking more just their family and friends and relatives. You know, they'd get together and
sure.
do a little concert. So the first concert was held on May 9th, 1956. So they did their first concert and decided to make it an annual thing. And it's been going for 62 years.
That is just amazing to me.
It is amazing for
you
a town this size.
It is. And Marshalltown has all these little cool little secrets like that. Like, you know, the other thing is this municipal band, and I haven't had the municipal
right.
band, but they've been around since the late 1800s.
Right.
You know, and just things like what you just mentioned, you know, that they've been around since their first concert was 1956. So we have a lot of very talented and you know musicians and performing artists that we have in this community. We're so blessed.
And it's a lot of fun.
Oh, good.
And that's our mission, basically. We just get together. None of us are trained musicians. I'm not a trained musician. We just do it for the joy of doing music
sure.
and then sharing it.
Yeah.
And that's what these gentlemen wanted to do clear back in 1956 when they had their first concert. And, Val, I have all of the programs from 1957 on. I have not been able to get my hands on the very first program, but I have programs, and I look at the music that they performed in that second annual concert.
Sure.
We still have some of that music in our file.
Oh, wow.
So, and we've sung it.
That's so exciting that, you know, you're able to carry on that. You know, it's a legacy. You carried on that legacy and that you still continue to do that today in your group. And how many men are in your group?
We have a current roster of about 40.
Okay.
This next Saturday, when we have our concert, we're going to have 30 singers on the stage. Not everybody can always participate.
Sure.
We have some snowbirds that are gone all winter, and so they're not able to participate in the spring concert. And then people, you know, as their schedules or their medical conditions or whatever dictate, mm-hmm. but we will have 30 on stage on Saturday night.
30 local gentlemen. And so this is your spring concert, and is this a fundraiser, Larry?
It isn't our fundraiser.
Okay.
We do charge for admission because we do have to cover the costs of the auditorium and the music that we've purchased, et cetera. And it's kind of a break-even thing.
Sure.
We are a nonprofit. But we do a fundraiser every spring by going around doing singing Valentines.
That's right. That's right.
That's our fundraiser.
Okay. And I know that I think you came to Rotary and sang Happy Birthday to Karen Gregory a couple
we
weeks
did.
Ago.
We did. Calls all the time, people wanting special musical recognitions
sure.
of anniversaries, birthdays, whatever.
What a great way to bring joy to somebody.
Well, it brings joy to us, too.
Yes.
We just have such a good time.
And everybody around gets to enjoy it as well.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And that's at this concert, too. We do it for the fun. And we've
good.
Got some silly things planned, and they may be sillier than I planned when the guys actually do them.
Right,
but
right.
It's just fun.
So it's a little comedy. You get a little comedy show in there.
We try to make it
yeah,
light.
Yeah, you do.
Fun.
And you do a nice job. I've seen a performance at the Binford House, and I think you guys do a really nice job and bring a little humor in with the music as well. And so So let's talk, now that we have the listener, we got a little bit of the history. Is there anything else on the history that you want to cover? Or should we get right in with the listeners and talk to them about, you know, the spring concert and the details?
Just a little bit more about the history. When I looked back, the second concert had 20 singers in it. And some of those names are, you know, names that we know throughout our community. And also listed in there as funding agents for the chorus when it early first started were like Seaberg Pharmacy, Taylor's Made Right, Willard's. So those stores way back then were supporting this effort by these men to form their chorus. And at one time, it even mentions Jean Seaberg in here, and I don't know if she participated, but she is mentioned in one of the programs.
Oh, that's neat.
I have accumulated, over the years, 8 file cabinets of music. So I have those all in my basement at home.
8
my
file
wife
cabinets.
Puts up with me, and so we kind of have a room that's
okay.
Men's chorus stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I have 8 full file cabinets. I got my granddaughter to help me catalog all of those. So there you go, Kyle. And she did all of the made a spreadsheet of all the titles and who they were arranged by, and the voicing, and how many copies I have in the file. We have over 20,000 copies of music.
Oh my gosh. That is just amazing. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with our second segment of Experience Marshalltown.
And welcome back. It's our second segment of Experience Marshalltown, and we have Val Ruff, of course, hosting with the Convention and Visitors Bureau. Welcome back.
Thank you, Kyle. So today on Experience Marshalltown, we have Larry Fonts joining us with the Marshalltown Men's Chorus, and he was just sharing the great history of this men's chorus. And wow, your first concert was clear back in 1956, and what a great legacy that you were continuing to carry on your group today. So we really appreciate that. And so let's talk a little bit, you know, we've kind of touched on the spring concert that's coming up this Saturday. And do you want to give some details on all that information, Larry,
for the
listeners?
The concert this Saturday is at the high school auditorium. We start at 6:30. We've picked an earlier starting time because it allows the family and friends that come for the to see us, then our guys can have a chance to visit with them before it gets to be terribly late at night. So
sure.
They enjoy that opportunity. And so we have a little earlier starting time, so we finish a little earlier. We start at 6:30 at the high school auditorium. The title of our concert this year is Vive la Compagnie, which is French for Long Live Friendship. And our songs and our program is all about friendship. And we have a guest group. We always invite a guest group. We try to get young people involved. Last year we had the elementary students from West Marshall come over, and they did a fantastic job being our guests. This year we've contacted a young barbershop quartet from Sioux City, and so they're going to join us. They are just college students or recently out of college. And they have participated. They've been a barbershop group for 2 or 3 years, so they're kind of new and trying to get some experience, and have even gone to a competition at one time to kind of test the waters and see how
sure.
how good they are or not.
Well, that's nice.
And
you're kind of doing a little mentoring ship.
That's right.
Well, good for you.
We're trying to keep people involved in music. That's kind of our goal throughout all doing the concerts, too. The tickets are $8 in advance. They are available at Lowe's Flowers, Yonkers, Thompson True Value, or from any chorus member. And the tickets are $10 at the door the night of the concert.
Okay.
The doors will be open at 5:30, and we hope to have a big crowd.
Oh, I hope you have a great crowd. I think the weather is going to be nice, and that sure does make a difference
that
when folks are coming out. You know, if you have to get your umbrella out, you're like, I don't know. But if it's sunny and it's warm and nice, and you're like, let's get out, have a little supper, go to the concert. So do you know how many tickets you've sold so far?
I really don't.
Okay.
I don't. The guys, they were grabbing them yet last night. I know I printed, 500 or 600, and
awesome.
They're all out, so I
Good.
Don't know.
So let's talk typically how many number of attendees do you typically have at a concert?
That's about the 500 or 600 is
okay.
about what we usually have.
Okay.
We used to have our concert at the Thai Theater, and one year we kind of outsold the theater, and so we moved our concert then to the high school, and we schedule it based on the availability of the auditorium at the high school. And so this is the Saturday that was available that kind of fit our spring idea.
Yeah.
And so that's what we did this Saturday.
Great. So you get, okay, there's all the ticket information. And then if you happen to miss where the tickets are available, you can log on to the community calendar on www.marshalltown.org. And then there's an event tab. And if you just click on the event tab, you go to the calendar and go to April Saturday, April 8th, and just click on whatever event you want. And then it'll open up and there's a lot of detail about your concert or anything else that's that somebody might be interested in.
Right.
So you've got some posters and that you've been putting those out and about. And so I see you've got a picture of your group there,
the
men's chorus group.
I do. And as I was kind of scanning this while you were talking there, there is one member of our chorus who's singing this year, and he goes clear back, not to the very first concert, but like to maybe the third or fourth one.
How exciting.
That he sang in. He was a member of the men's chorus for several years, dropped out for a while because he joined the group called the the Missionaires.
Oh, okay.
He joined the Missionaires for a while, and so that took all of his time, but then when that kind of went by the wayside, he came back to the chorus. So he's been singing with the chorus, you know, well over 50 years.
Wow. So,
and he keeps coming.
Good.
So we're glad to have him. And we have guys from Laurel, LeGrand, St. Anthony, Conrad. We even have a gentleman from Alleman, Iowa, who drives down every Monday night to rehearsal. He used to work in Marshalltown and kind of got involved because he was here. And so he would stay on Monday nights and come to rehearsal. And he doesn't work in Marshalltown anymore, but he enjoyed it so much, he's driving from Alleman to come to rehearsal. So
that speaks volumes about your group. So, you know, we're glad that you've got this group of men and do this and take the time to get together and put on these concerts. And so we're excited that you do that kind of thing for our community. And, you know, these are fun things that, like you said, your goal is to have fun, and it gives people an opportunity to get out and do something that they enjoy.
I know some of the guys have developed long-lasting relationships with each other and friendships. I know a couple of the guys. One of them did Ragbri, and so we talked his friend into doing it. So now they go on Ragbri together every year because they met here at the chorus and kind of got that involved. And so they come back and tell us all the stories about their Ragbri experience.
Whether you want to know or not.
That's right.
But that's okay. That's nice because you're building special friendships and new bonds with and making new friends. So, you know, there's a lot of great things to say about, you know, the arts. And this is just one other example of people can continue to enjoy the arts.
That's exactly right.
You know, beyond college or if you've done it professionally or whatever. So that's exciting. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be back with our final segment of Experience Marshalltown.
And welcome back. Our final segment of Experience Marshalltown. Here is Val Ruff.
Thanks, Kyle. Today we have Larry Fonts with us today. He's joining us from the Marshalltown Men's Chorus, and we've talked about the history, we've talked about their spring concert that's coming up this Saturday, and Larry shared a lot of the little secrets about all the cool things that are going on with the Men's Chorus. And Larry, let's talk a little bit about some of the other events on and above your spring concert that's coming up this Saturday that the Men's Chorus partakes in. I know you guys are busy.
We are busy. We keep ourselves busy. We want to be out and singing, and that's what we're all about. When we start rehearsals every fall after Labor Day, we start working on Christmas music. And usually the first event of the Christmas season is the Holiday Stroll. We have participated in the Holiday Stroll excuse me, for several years, and kind of our holiday kickoff as well.
Okay.
And from that point then, we get asked to sing at service club Christmas parties. We make sure that we sing to all the nursing homes and assisted living facilities. We go to the veterans home. We go to Embers. We just go around the community. We usually do 12 to 15 Christmas programs through the month of November and December.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, we keep awfully busy, but that's what we're about.
Sure.
Once we've learned those songs, we want to go out and share them.
Sure.
And it's, in the Christmas time, it's easier for us to go to the people than for the people to come to us. So we travel around and let them stay in there wherever they're at.
Sure, sure.
After we get through with the Christmas program, we start work on our Valentine songs and our spring concert. So while we're working on spring concert, we're also getting our Valentines ready. And then in February, we do our fundraiser, the Singing Valentines. The last couple of years, we have done over 90 Singing Valentines.
90?
90.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. 2 years ago, it was 96.
Fantastic.
This year was 91. We've had, the last 2 years, we've had three quartets out singing. So that's an average of about 30 each. And we go everywhere. This year, we had a group in Nevada, Colo, State Center, Harvester, Toledo, Conrad, Witten. We just go everywhere and do these Valentines, and it is the most fun. We have more fun than the people we're singing to, I think.
I bet.
It's just a great thing, you know, to sing Valentine songs, give them a flower and a card from someone that really cares for them.
Sure.
It's just really special.
I bet.
And it is a lot of fun. So we do the Valentines, and that is our fundraiser.
Okay.
And then at that time, we are also working on our concert. And the concert then takes place in the spring. And this year it's April 8th. We've already mentioned that.
Yeah. Plug
it again. After the concert then, we take a week or two off, and then we start rehearsals again, and we prepare Christian music. And then in the month of June, we do a Christian ministry in churches.
Oh, great.
So every Sunday of June, we are at least at two, maybe three church services in the local area. So we usually end up doing 10 or 12 church services through the month of June. And then the last Sunday of June, after we've done all of this singing, we have a potluck picnic.
Okay.
With family and kind of get together and kind of just take a big sigh of relief that the year is over and review what we've done. And then we don't rehearse in the summer. We take the summer off and start again after Labor Day and do the same thing over again.
Wow. That's so neat, though, because you're just bringing all this musical joy to all of these different people in lots of different ways. So that's exciting. I know that you said your mission is to have fun, but, you know, that brings a lot of meaning to a lot of different folks. And you're doing it in lots of different areas and different arenas.
Yes, we do.
So, yeah, that's exciting. So one of the things I know from just some past experience of mine is that there are different ways to support the men's chorus. So I don't know, you want to share some of the ways that, other than, you know, your singing Valentine
Sure.
fundraiser, but you've got some other ways that if folks want to support the men's chorus, they can.
Right. Several years ago, there was a gentleman who was in the chorus. His name was Weston Jacobson. And when he passed away, he left an endowment to the men's chorus. It was a $10,000 endowment. And the instructions at that time were for us to invest in a CD and use the proceeds for music or whatever our needs were.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we were not making very much money with the CD and the interest rates the way they were, the chorus voted then to invest this in the community foundation, the Marshall County Community Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So for the last, well, I think it's been 4 or 5 years ago now, we were one of the first ones in Marshall County to join.
Yes, you were.
And so we invested our money there, and so we've been using the proceeds from that. One of the other things that we do that I haven't mentioned is that we give a scholarship to a young gentleman who is going to pursue some sort of music in his secondary education. It could be vocal, could be instrumental, mm-hmm. could be just as long as it's something related in the music area.
Sure.
So we give a scholarship every spring.
Well, that's exciting.
And so we have a couple applicants this year, and so we'll be reviewing those and awarding that also this spring.
Well, great. You guys are doing some amazing work out there, Larry.
So if you want to contribute to our endowment,
mm-hmm.
Which helps us grow the interest that we use for the scholarship and our expenses, they can certainly contact the Community Foundation of Marshall County and you know, pitch in. Yeah. That'd be great. We'd appreciate it.
Keep that endowment growing and it continues to give back to the future.
Yes.
Okay.
Our principal has grown from 10,000 to 15. So.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, it is.
Good.
Just a few years
right.
that we've had it. It's great.
Well, that's nice. And then you take that and you give back. And so that's really, I mean, you're giving back all the time, which is awesome. But thank you for being on the show today, Larry. We're very grateful for all the work that your men's chorus group does in the community and the joy it brings to individuals. And good luck with your concert this Saturday.
Thank you.
And thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Val.
You bet. Okay, I want to take a couple minutes here at the end of the program to just share. I always get excited about the fact that there's all of these amazing things going on in the Marshalltown area. And this starts on Friday. There's the Spring Thrift Sale that the Assistance League will be holding at the Salvation Army Citadel. And that's on Friday and Saturday. So you can go in there and fill your bag and get lots of neat items, and that helps the Assistance League. There's a Little League baseball tournament that I know brings in thousands of individuals and families that come to Marshalltown. If you happen to drive by there, the Little League park is packed with cars, and cars are just going in and out, and there's little boys running around, and that's exciting. Also, this Friday, live at the Iowa River Brewery is our local Lincoln Highway Band. A group of our local docs and medical professionals that have a band that they're really fun to listen to, and they have quite a following. And then we have the Frostbuster out at the Marshalltown Speedway that brings in lots of different cars and individuals from outside of the community. Saturday is the Home and Garden Show at the Marshalltown Mall from 10 to 4. Also is a Healthy Kids Day at the YMCA to promote healthy lifestyles for young kids. And Night of the Stars, which is a benefit for the Iowa River Hospice and the American Cancer Society. Also on Sunday is Bob Williams Memorial Classic. It's the Iowa Junior Beef Breeders sanctioned show. And interview with a veteran on Sunday at the Iowa River Brewery from 2 to 4. So all of this information, all these great events are going on. So if you have questions or you heard something that might have piqued your interest, just go on to the Convention and Visitors Bureau Community Calendar, www.marshalltown.org, and click on the Events tab. And there's lots of great stuff going on in Marshalltown this weekend. Thank you for listening to this segment of Experience Marshalltown.